I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Just ahead, the latest on the suicide bomb attack on Pakistani opposition leader and former Prime Minister Benazir Bhutto. We will tell you what we know. And it's Election Day in Kenya. We'll give you the latest information from there. But first, thinking back over the year, Tell Me More decided to make a list of some of the most fascinating people of 2007. They're ranked in no particular order, just people who caught our attention. And one of the people who made our list is the U.S. Senator from Illinois, presidential hopeful Barack Obama. Some might argue that Barack Obama's birth as a national political figure came one night in 2004 when he gave the keynote speech at the Democratic National Convention.
There is not a black America and a white America and Latino America and Asian America. There's the United States of America.
It was the first time many in the country took note of the man from Hawaii with an unusual background and, in his own words, a funny name. But his baby sister, Maya Sutoro Eng, says he has always been larger than life and destined for bigger things. Maya Sutoro Eng joins us now from Iowa, where she's campaigning for her big brother. Hi, happy holidays to you.
Happy holidays to you, Michelle.
And before we jump into the questions, can I just say that you deserve Sister of the Year Award for leaving your home in lovely Hawaii for Iowa in December? I'm sure Iowa is lovely, too, but it's not
colder,
Hawaii.
Yes.
I hope he appreciates it.
I think he does. I think he does. And I'm having a good time. I'm really enjoying my time on the campaign trail. And you know, I'm enjoying the stories that I'm hearing and the energy that I'm witnessing, and you know, sort of the passionate volunteerism, and it really is a grassroots movement. So it's been interesting.
So we want to hear some stories. So was he a typical big brother trying to tell you what to do, pick your boyfriends, all that?
Definitely. It's a good thing too, because I made some dubious choices. but yeah, he definitely gave me a lot of direction in terms of, you know, all of the choices of my life, what books to read, what boyfriends to have. But it was always, you know, he always listened to me first, which is good. Because, you know, there was, on a very fundamental level, respect for my voice. So he was a great big brother.
You both had the experience of losing your fathers at one point. I mean, he spent, of course, a lot of years apart from his father, and then I think your father sadly died when you were young. Did you ever talk about that?
Yes, definitely. He helped to give me comfort, and he helped me to heal after the death of my father, because he had lost his father first. And I think that he certainly had, by the time that my father died, he had taken the journey to sort of rediscover the man, and as opposed to simply the, you know, the enigma, because his father was far away for most of his life, and my father died far away as well. And so in terms of sort of helping me to grapple with, you know, issues of identity and you know, sort of understanding, you know, our fathers and daring to love them in spite of their imperfections, I think he was really, important part of my healing process.
I'd like to hear about your mother, too. Both you and your brother have spoken of her with great affection and respect. And one of the things that strikes me is that she made some very unconventional choices for her time. I mean, choosing to marry outside of her race, choosing to, leave the country for a time to live with your dad, and then going back to school to get her degree. All of these things were not easy to do. And I'm just wondering, what of her do you see in your brother?
I see a great deal. I mean, she was a remarkable woman. She was very brave. You know, she was courageous about the major decisions in her life. She she thought of life as sort of this beautiful tapestry full of possibilities, and she didn't accept that there were inevitabilities, and I think that that's an important part of my brother's campaign. I think that she had tremendous amounts of empathy. I think that, you know, my brother shares that as well. Barack definitely has listened hard to people, and he's stretched himself to communicate with people from every conceivable walk of life, every ethnicity, every race, every socioeconomic background, every religion. And I think that people feel listened to, and I think that's something that our mother possessed and taught to us. And I think that she was, very preoccupied with issues of justice, and she was incredibly compassionate, and I think those are qualities that Barack possesses as well. And, she didn't have these sort of simplistic views of the world and our position in it, and she dared to look at things in more complex ways, and I think that's very important in this campaign as well.
If you're just joining us, we're speaking with Maya Sutoro Eng about her big brother and one of Tell Me More's most fascinating in 2007 Illinois senator and presidential candidate, Barack Obama. You talked about several times about how he's a good listener. You've said that several times. Is that one of the, well, tell me some other things that you like about him as a brother.
Oh, what do I like? There are so many things I like about him. I think that he really strengthens people's convictions about their own capacity to affect change in their own lives and in the world at large. And I think that he has certainly pushed me to be a better version of myself, and I think he'll do that for the nation as well. I think that he is broadening the nation's perspective and helping us to be more spacious. I think about the broadness of his reach and the specific ways in which his politics, reflect the lives of working class folks and, real people.
Okay, now that's nice. Now, how does he get on your nerves?
Oh, okay. Well, you know what? On Christmas night, we played Scrabble. We play Scrabble every year at Christmas. And he was behind. He was trailing me by quite a bit. And then right at the end, he had like a couple of 40-point plays. But I was still ahead of him by 20 points until the very last tile. He went out, and I was carrying the Z, and he ended up securing a 7-point victory, which was maddening. And then he gloats.
That's cold. That's just cold.
But I figure that this is my, sister's contribution to the campaign. I see it as a, grand metaphor for what's going to transpire. This will hopefully give him the boost that he needs to secure a victory in the primaries.
Why? Because you let him win? Or
No. I didn't at all.
So you're saying he's ruthless, really?
Yeah.
Ruthless at Scrabble. I wanted to ask, and since you are out there running, what's it been like for you and for the family and the media, the scrutiny particularly? So much attention paid to, the family and his identity and the family's identity. What's that been like?
Well, he's so graceful about it, and I think that we're fairly transparent. We can only hope that people who are reporting on our family take the time to do real research and to engage in more thoughtful assessments.
Well, I remember that during the we played the short clip of his speech at the 2004 campaign where he talked about there's only one America, and your family is certainly a metaphor for that.
Yeah.
I mean, your mother being Caucasian, your father Indonesian, Senator Obama's father Kenyan, his wife African American, your husband Chinese Canadian. It's kind of this, if you want to talk about sort of this tapestry. On the other hand, people are sort of dissecting that. What does it mean? And he went through this whole period earlier this year where people are saying, is he black enough? And I just wonder how you think about all that. How do you work through all that?
Well,
or do you just ignore it?
Yeah. I mean, I think, again, that, there have been moments of frustration, certainly, when there has been, I think, misrepresentation or the real story has been missed. But I think that the truth of the family is that is the truth of many families in this country and all over the world. Families are complicated these days, I think have to have more complicated understandings of self and identity, and I think that's something that he helps us to do in his position of leadership.
And finally, I wanted to ask you, who is one of your most fascinating people of 2007? And you can't say your brother, because we already picked him.
Oh, that's a tough question. Most fascinating people of 2007. I can't say my brother.
Nope. We called him already.
So we did.
You got to call somebody else.
Well, I was talking on the campaign trail about our mother and the fact that this chap, Mohammad Yasmin, won the Nobel Peace Prize for his work in microfinance. And I think that's really important work, sort of helping people to, you know, all over the world to gain autonomy, over their own lives and the lives of their families.
All right. Yeah. Well, thank you for that.
Maya
Sitora Ng has been out campaigning for her brother, Senator Barack Obama, presidential candidate. She talked with us today from Des Moines, Iowa. Thank you so much for speaking with us, and happy holidays.
Happy holidays to you. Thank you.